Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yes, for nine seasons, Roma Downey played Monica the Angel in the CBS television series Touched by an Angel. Fantastic show. She also played the leading role of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis in the Emmy Award-winning NBC miniseries A Woman Named Jackie. We're so happy to have Roma Downey back with us here on the National Defense. Roma, how are you?
Randy, I am very good. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
It is so great to talk to you again. And we so enjoyed you in Touched by an Angel. And now you're in a brand new Amazon Prime show, The Baxters series, which will be available on March 28th. And this sounds fantastic. It's based on the Redemption series from bestselling author Karen Kingsbury, and the Baxters, a riveting family drama that follows Elizabeth and John Baxter and their five adult children. And they were already ordered three seasons of this for Amazon.
Because it's that good, Randy. It's such good storytelling. Karen is a master storyteller, and I fell in love with the book as a fan. I was reading the first book. I couldn't put it down. It was just such a page-turner. And I thought to myself, this needs to be a TV series. There's so much great content in here. This family is awesome. So I reached out to Karen and I said, please, can you entrust me to make this into a TV series? I'm grateful to say that she did. And here we are with the Baxters coming to Amazon Prime Video. I've been producing and authoring books the last few years since Touched by an Angel. I haven't really stepped in front of the camera again myself, and I was drawn back in. I play Elizabeth Baxter, so it was fun to be back on the screen. Ted McGinley plays my husband,
yeah.
John Baxter, and in them we get to see love and commitment modeled well again. But I might add, it's a show, Randy, that deals with, the challenges in anybody's life, like your family, my family. Some things are just going to happen to people. People have issues. In this first couple of episodes, we're going to be dealing with an infidelity. It's real life stuff. It's painful stuff. But I think because they're a family of faith, they're a church-going family, we get to see how they deal with these issues through that lens. And I think that's what separates it, because it's quite unique. We don't get to see people who share our values much from shows. And anyway, it's coming on right in time for Easter weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to be back in the space.
Oh, it's going to be so great to see you back on the screen. We're talking to Roma Downey here on the National Defense. And yeah, so as you mentioned, some heavy subjects here that the show will deal with. And that's very unusual for a family drama like this that talks about faith to talk about some of these real things that happen in families. And like you mentioned, season one, the shocking truth that your daughter's professor husband, Tim, has been secretly having an affair with one of his college students, and to deal with that head on and work through that with your faith. I don't know if I've ever even heard of another show like that.
No, I agree, Randy. It doesn't exist, and I know that for people who do believe, to be able to see a family working these problems out together.
Right.
I'm hoping will be very helpful for people, but the stories are dynamic, and this is the brilliance of Karen's writing that drives you to the book and then makes you want to pick up book two. She's written 26 or 27 of these books. So in success, the Baxters TV series could be running forever, but there's just so much story, so much plot. In recent years, I've learned a new word, which is binging. When you find a TV show that you love.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that word.
Right? Back when Touched by an Angel was on TV, it was on Sunday nights. And if you loved it on Sunday night, you had to wait another week
for
the new episode to come. Now that doesn't exist. Now you go to the platform. In this case, it's Amazon's Prime Video. and you turn on episode one. And if you loved episode one, you can watch episode two right away. And if you love that, you can watch episode three right away. Take a little break, come back and watch four. This is how people are now consuming content. And The Baxters is especially bingeable because it plays out like a soap opera, but we call it a hope opera. And I want families to sit together and watch it. It's a multi-generational experience. And there aren't that many shows on TV that you feel comfortable that you could sit down with your kids and with your parents and watch the show together.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so true with not just TV shows, but movies, where I've sat down with, you know, my adult daughter to watch a movie. And then, you know, 10 minutes into it, you're cringing. You're all of a sudden.
You're embarrassed. You're like, I don't want to be watching this with my kids.
You're right.
This is not, you know, the kind. Yeah. No, I know. So this is not that. This is a family show. It's been made by families. In fact, my own daughter, my adult daughter, plays my adult daughter.
Oh, really?
My own real life daughter, Riley. Yes. And then my dear friend, Kathy Lee Gifford, who I've known forever, stepped into a guest starring role for me because her daughter, Cassidy Gifford, who's also an actress, a very gifted actress, plays a series regular on it. So we've got two real-life moms, two real-life daughters in the show. It's a family show, and it's been made for your family to watch together. And it is, I'm just very pleased. It's, you know, it takes a long time and a lot of people, Randy, to make anything, you know. You guys over there all know about the spirit of teams working together, the importance of that. Right. And that's, you know, it's a little bit like that in our business, too. I get to be the front person. I produce this and I star in it. So I get to be the one out front talking about it. But it takes a village to put a TV show on. And we got a great group. We had wonderful directors, a great, great talented cast, writers, you know, designers. It's a group effort, and grateful to everybody who brought their best to make this, what I believe is going to be a hit show this Easter season on Prime Video.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot. It does take a village to produce and work on a TV show. But you know, when you have Roma Downey and her husband Mark Burnett at the head of this deal, it's got to be a little bit easier, right?
Yes. Well. You know, we do our best, and we have been, Mark and I have worked together for years, and, we share a heart for this kind of content. It's just important to us. I think there needs to be shows that reflect the kinds of people that we are as well. You know, there's room for all kinds of shows on TV, but,
sure.
You know, I know that my community and my church are super excited. You know, as somebody that goes to church with me said, she said, I never see somebody that goes to church on the TV show or else they're making fun of them, you know, not just like this is a choice, you know. So
the first time you went to your church when you were on Touched by an Angel, that had to be a surreal moment for other people at the church to see you walking into that church and going, she's here.
I know it was. It was kind of trippy. But, you know, by then they knew the trippier thing used to be sometimes just in stores, you know, and then when I'd be shopping, I'm there going through the rail for, you know, I'm looking for a new shirt or a new cardigan. And then suddenly, you know, somebody on the other side of that rail looks up and looks right at me and I would smile and then they go, are you really here? You know. I was like, no, I'm here. I'm a shopper. I'm not here in an angel capacity. You know? And then my co-star, John Dye, who played the Angel of Death.
Oh, I mean, yes.
He had so many people, particularly if he was flying somewhere, people on the plane would be like, you're not here in a professional capacity, are you?
Roma, you are so fantastic.
You're here to bring us all home. He's like, nah, I'm just going to Hawaii.
You're so fantastic. This is going to be a great show. The Baxters starts on March 28th, Amazon Prime. Roma, thank you so much for the time and continued great success.
Thank you so much, Randy, and God bless all your listeners out there. We're grateful for everybody's service.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.